Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. 1 minute, it's straight up top of the hour. Thank you for joining us today. It is, if you're hearing this program recorded, which you probably will, today is the 11th of February, and it is 2010, and we're waiting for that huge announcement coming from Iran. Well, I think it's already been made, and it's sort of like, oh, okay, thank you very much. It's not anything too impressive, but stock markets are having a response to that. It's not looking very good financially, I have to tell you. Greece is in an uproar right now, obviously because of their country's failure to be able to meet their needs. And everyone is in an uproar. Well, we're talking about the world conditions right now, along with whether or not there is real or fake aliens, good and bad guys read the Bible. So is all this being created? And Josh made the statement, and I'd like to go back to you with this, Sandeo, is that, you know, I asked the question, do the bad guys read the Bible? Do the bad guys try to manipulate Scripture against us? And Josh, your statement was?
What I'm saying is all things are working towards Yahweh's plan. So mm-hmm. even if they read the Bible and are working towards it, it's still part of the, you know, his plan.
In other words, Yahweh God is allowing this to happen.
Absolutely.
So this has got to be part of his plan in the trial. Is that right, Stan?
Yes, and he never does anything without letting his prophets know so they can tell his people who listen to his voice what is happening. That's why people like myself are coming out and telling you, don't believe the first good alien landing, because it will be an imposter. It'll be a great deception that's spoken of in the New Testament. It's a great deception. It's going to fool many. It's going to turn many away from the Christian and Muslim and Jewish faith, because they're going to turn towards saying, these are our creators. Okay, so we forget the Bible. It is this that we're trying to warn you against.
Oh, now that makes a lot of sense. I'm glad you said that. So it's to turn us away from our creator when we think that these were the good guys that made us in the first place. Wow, that makes a lot of sense.
Look, it's going to be hard to argue against what they're going to put down for you. I suspect they'll even have video footage of some sort, holographic or whatever, of the crucifixion itself, saying we've come through time, and there's going to be things technologically that will just make people's jaw drop, and they'll say they have to be, quote-unquote, God or the God. However they're going to phrase it. But this is why my constant conspiracy edition I'm doing is so important. It's the final edition. I won't make another one after this. But I've put in that this deception, and I have put in such a detailed translation, word by word, and then summarized that you don't have to be bored with all the Hebrew, Chaldean, Aramaic. But for those who want to continue to translate other parts of these books and see what I'm talking about, I put in there so they'll know how I got what I did. It's not just, you know, a vision or a, you know, channeling or some rubbish like that. This is hard science. This is important. It is unsealing a sealed document that's been sealed for over 2,600 years, waiting for this time to warn God's people, don't be deceived by what is about to happen. And this is going to be bigger. I mean, let's face it, Joyce, an alien landing on this planet openly and being endorsed by the governments of the world. That's big news. That's the biggest news in the history of man other than the second coming or the first coming.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
So I had to get this book out. The update, I'm working until I just fall into a heap in the evening. I'm working to get this book to press in March because I need to have it out before the actual landing or announcement of the landing occurs. So it doesn't look like sour grapes. I'm trying to let you know that we know it's coming.
So you're thinking that it's going to be sooner rather than later. I mean, that we're looking at something imminent within this year?
I think so. But it could be, you know, 2 years. The thing that's telling you this is that the reason I mentioned my affinity shot over in Iran is that I know that we are going to be at the brink of nuclear war, among other serious threats to the human population. We're going to be at the brink of nuclear war when this new world government is thrust upon us to save us. And it can't be thrust upon us by any human agencies, because we don't trust them. They would have agenda.
Okay. We've got a 3 minute break. We'll be right back with Stan Deo. Don't miss a minute. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 8 minutes after the hour. Thank you for joining us. A most interesting discussion on whether or not aliens are real or not. What's going on in the world? Why are we seeing all these weather disturbances and the second coming? Could it be real or Memorex? Of course, that's the question that we all have, and we're going to be hearing more from Stan Deo. Stan Deo is most educated in so many different areas, physics, math, and yet he has studied Chaldean, Aramaic, Hebrew to find out the source of his information. So we're not talking about opinions here today. We're talking about science. He's going to be coming out with his next edition or his final edition of conspiracy, wait a minute, just lost my book there, of the cosmic conspiracy, which we will have available at the Power Hour for you when it becomes available, but it's not right now. It is an amazing book. It's been sold up to for $400 on the internet, and no longer can we find even a copy of it anymore. And with that, though, I want to ask Stan Deo, the cattle mutilations, the crop circles, all of this, is this technology that, in your opinion, and I am asking opinion right now because I don't know if you know or not, but is there the technology to do the cattle mutilation and the crop circles that the government has presently?
The cattle mutilations, yes. There are ways to, with high voltage, direct current high voltage, to drain blood from a living being without cutting the skin. You can just cause blood to flow through the pores and take it out that way, or other fluids as well. You can dehydrate and just, I guess, preserve a carcass that way. that way. We've known that for many decades. But the crop circles, it's possible, I suppose. They did start out with a couple of pranksters back in, well, what was it, 78, I think, over in England. They reckon they started it by a little board and string and stuff and stepped around and made the first ones. Bauer and Chorley, I think they were called. That was their last names. Anyway, but their crop circles produced a warp or a break because they stepped on the wheat or barley or, you know, crops of rye or maize. They stepped on this board and broke the stems of the product there, you know. And whereas a number of the crop circles at the same time and afterwards had non-broken or like bent over but non-broken stems. And this was assumed to be a result of a microwave influence or something producing something like microwaves to cause the crop to bend over, the stalks of it to bend over without breaking. And there have been reports of the cellular structures being different in those kind of crop circles than the ones that were man-made. So do we have the technology by ourselves? I don't know. But certainly these crop circles, some of them are pretty amazing productions for an overnight production. They're just huge and perfect. And they do seem to be saying something. And it could very well be used as a modern form of the things on the Nazca plane, you know, the birds, the hummingbirds, the fish, the various other things are carved into that high plains of the Nazca plane, which are only visible from the air. And so this would lend to that mystique. The crop circles are interpreted at some future date here, fairly close probably, as messengers from our creators, you know, the quote-unquote with a little g gods. And all of this kind of stuff does add to the momentum of this alien encounter, this creator encounter, the Sumerian gods encounter, whatever you want to call it, that is going to be upon us at the same time that we're, as a planet, faced with extinction from nuclear war, meteorite or meteor impact, global warming, climate change, global economy failing, food shortages, water shortages. You know, you name it. There's so many crisis curves facing us at the moment. They're all coming to a head. And with the Middle East situation, I think that will be the final keys when Iran and Israel get into it with a nuclear exchange. Probably it will be Israel goes first to prevent Ahmadinejad from doing what he's vowed to do and nuke Israel off the map. So when that happens, or is about to happen, I think we will see the landing, the alien stuff, all this come to the forefront in the news to offer us a peaceful solution to that and all the other technological and ecological and geological crises that are facing us. So that's what we've got to watch out for. It's the first offer to help us may not be the one you want.
So the goal of what you and Holly are doing is you're attempting to let us know what is going to happen in the future, not to fall for it, but how do we know the real versus the Memorex return of the true Messiah?
Well, because he will arrive and all eyes will see him. It will be a thing in the heavens that will be absolutely from east to west without exception. Huge, like lightning flashes, will occur in the heavens. And he will descend in human form right down to the Mount of Olives and split it apart as his foot touches it. That's pretty definitive. There are a lot of other factors.
Okay, but could that not be done by a hologram?
Don't think so. I mean, we can probably trigger earthquakes in some places where they're building up with sonic weapons, with even TNT detonations at certain places along fault lines, up the fault line away from people so they don't know that it's been done, or even with scalar wave technology. But it has to have, the ground has to be ready to have an earthquake in that place before it happens. But the holograms are only so good. They're not solid. They're light, and you can see through them. The Messiah you'll be able to touch, and you'll be able to see him ride through the East Gate, which is now bricked up. It'll open up, and you'll be able to see him riding through on a white horse. There are a huge number of descriptions about how you will recognize him when he comes, but he will make his kingdom in Israel. And the Antichrist many of his followers will try to duplicate that, but they will perform a really perverse act in putting something into a new temple in Jerusalem, which will offend Jews and Muslims alike, for that matter. There's going to be a new Jerusalem come down from the sky and land over the top of where old Jerusalem is. It's going to be destroyed. In fact, part of the translation I'm doing at the moment about something where it says the Antichrist will put the abomination which makes desolation in the temple in Jerusalem when he's here on earth. That's the bad guy, right? The abomination that makes desolate, if you dig into that, is not like a pig or something like everybody thought, some unclean thing. We think he's going to put an atom bomb into Jerusalem and hold Jerusalem hostage so that the Muslims, the Christians, do not fight. He says, if you do, I'll blow up both your holy places. We think he's told to be a god of forces, of fierce forces, and a god with little g. So we think that's what he's going to do, and that will certainly pinpoint him as a muscle man, a guy ruling by force and fierce forces like the atom bomb, because that does make desolate. So anyway, I think that's how you recognize him, and that would be the first guy. He'll come, look, the Bible warns that he'll come posing as a messenger of light, illumination, knowledge, peace, harmony. We mean you no harm. If you look at the New Age movement, it's full of books about our elder brothers from the Pleiades and other places, and they come in peace. And it's going to be peace, love, and harmony to get you to sign up. And when he wants you to be numbered or marked so that you can't buy or sell without that mark, you know that's the bad guy. The good guy, the real Messiah, comes after that. And it's only 7 years after all that starts. But he will come, and he will clean the earth up and get rid of all the pollution from wars and bad management of the planet that we've done. And he'll also clean up the bad guys, get them out, and start that thousand-year time of peace.
Okay, speaking of getting them out, do you subscribe to the rapture?
I do. I do. Now, if you're going to ask me when, I think it will probably be before that seven-year period of tribulation the Bible speaks of occurs, but I'm open to say it might be mid-tribulation because of certain translations and words that we're still arguing about what they mean. In the meantime, that's why Holly has made this book, while we both encourage people to prepare. Mm-hmm. Even if you expect a rapture to come, you may be here for, three and a half years. During this time, trying to elude being numbered, and that means you'll have to have your own food and resources because you won't be able to buy or sell that body number they're going to give everybody. It is anathema to the real God to have to number people. God's spirit will indwell and does indwell his followers on this planet, and as a result, he knows everyone and doesn't need to number them. There's just so many things, Joyce, that I'm summarizing here.
Wow.
But
I'll tell you what. Let me open up the phone lines right now because we're not going to have that much more time with you, unfortunately. We need to have you back. But for some of you that have real knowledge in these areas of physics or math or maybe perhaps you worked in the area of real versus fake alien issues in this country, give us a call at 800-259-9231. I'd like to hear from some people that have knowledge in the background in what Sandeo is referring to today, 800-259-9231. Now, I do not want to open up the discussion of the rapture, pre, mid, or post. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about religious issues or debating religious philosophy right now. That's not the issue. The issue is trying to foresee what is going to happen, protect ourselves, prepare, and then also looking at the answers to why. I think he gave us a really good answer to why one global government that I've never heard before, and I really appreciate that. You probably are going to want to go back and listen to this program. I know I will, once or twice. Please sign up for the email blast just so you can get it come to you today with the hours to listen to already linked, hyperlinked there. All you have to do is click on and listen to Stan Dayu. We'll be right back. A 4 minute break. Phone calls 800-259-9231.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 11th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,079.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,109.35, $554.68 for a half ounce, or $277.34 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,109.35, $554.68, and $277.34.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
So you gotta fight for your mind. You gotta fight for your mind.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Got to fight for your mind. Thank you for joining us. We are talking to the Stan Deo, the incredible Stan Deo. Nobody like him out there. He had an above top secret clearance, of which he's now sharing his information with us today, and I do appreciate so very much. And please, 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 the book Dare to Prepare is available at the Power Hour by Holly Deo. Dare to Prepare has got everything you need without question as a book for preparation. We've had it. We've sold a lot of these at the Power Hour. And like you said, they're going out in case lots because people want to know what to do now. They see what's coming. It's on special at the Power Hour. Call 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. 9829 or go to thepowermall.com. So much information. I don't even want to go through it here. I mean, pages and pages and pages of information that you will someday probably need. But you know what? If you don't, you're better off because you've got the reference, believe me. Call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. John said we just had a record of people calling in and jamming the phone lines with our guest today, Stan Deo. So I'm going to take no time here. Let's go to David in Texas. David, you're on the air with Stan Deo. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Stan if he knows the four types of prophetic verse. And if he doesn't, how does he know what he's talking about?
Well, the four types of prophetic verse, are you talking about what they teach at the Southwest Bible College?
I'm talking about the four types of prophetic verse that work for anybody.
Okay, you know, I said we don't want to get off onto religious theology here or on... That's not the issue today. The issue is what we're talking about. Now, I don't know how to respond to this question. Do you have any response to that, Stan?
I have heard of it and read of it, but what I'm using is a technique that is new. It has really no bearing on that prophetic verse of the four things he's talking about, I don't think.
Okay.
I dealt with rabbis in this, so this is...
Okay.
To translate.
All right. I thank you very much for the phone call, David. Ray in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Stan Deo.
Hey, George. Hi, Stan.
Hi there.
I got a real quick question, Stan. I was in USAP myself. I've had experience.
USAP. USAP is what?
Unacknowledged Special Access Project. It's a branch of the Navy. Going on beyond that, I've had abduction experiences all my life. I started to look into it. One of the reasons I was drafted into USAP. But well, the question that I have is the experiences that I've always had were good experiences. I always hear these bad experiences people have with the graves, but I've always had good experiences. And as I start to delve into the Bible, which I'm not a very big Bible person, but just recently I've started to delve into it, I'm understanding about the 144,000 that are supposed to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certain criteria.
I don't know that
were to be.
I don't know whether to be taken, whether to be. Jewish evangelists in the time of the tribulation.
Well, in Revelation, they're supposed to be taken off the earth.
Okay, let me ask you a question so we don't get into the issue of rapture. Unacknowledged special projects of the Navy. What is that? Explain that.
Unacknowledged special access projects, black projects.
All right, with what you know then, do you believe there are aliens or not?
Oh, no, I do know.
You know.
I do know.
Are there good and bad aliens?
Yes, just like here, there's good and bad.
Okay. And does pretty much what he's saying,
different agendas, yeah, exactly.
What Stan is saying here today, does that fit into what you know from what you say is your experience?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Anything else that you want to ask, Stan, because I got so many callers.
Well, I was just curious about the 144,000. I mean, how does that fit into it? Because in Revelations, verse 7, section 7, rather, and in 14, it talks about it. And it talks about the ones that are to be taken have to be virgins or not defiled by women.
Okay. Let me...
Which is very specific.
Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call, Ray. Stan, any knowledge on that?
Oh, I know what he's referring to, but I think that taken in context with the verses around it, that it means different to what he said. It's a whole theological discussion.
Okay. All right. Let's go to George in Alabama. George in Alabama, you're on the air with Stan Deo. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Joyce. I'm Stan.
Morning.
Heard him quote that verse out of Genesis 6, chapter 2, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them as wives. Okay, I ended up getting me a book of Enoch, which Enoch is the great-great-great-grandfather of Noah. And he makes it more plain in his book. And let me read it to you.
Okay, well, let me just... Okay, I don't want to go into that right now, but let me ask Stan Deo. Stan, are you familiar with the book of Enoch?
Oh, yes. In fact, I even have a quote from it in the final edition because it talks about those giants or the offspring of the mating and how they turned on mankind to devour mankind itself.
Okay, I want to get to more callers. Thank you very much for the phone call, George. Sorry to cut you off there, but I want to get to more callers. We'll be right back with Stan Deo, 3-Minute Break.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, Great Talk Radio starts here.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Welcome back to Power, ladies and gentlemen. 33 minutes after the hour. We are going to go to the top of the hour today with Stan Deo because this is such awesome information. And so is the information in Dare to Prepare. It is the third edition available at the Power Hour. Call 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. I'm going to continue taking your phone calls now. The lines are jammed right now. Let me just say that Josh put it very succinctly during the break. If he didn't have the credentials he has, I'd think he was crazy. This dude has done some stuff. So there you go. That's your introduction there, Stan Deo.
I just wanted to say that the Vindicator Scrolls, I had a lot of questions about history, and it really just put a lot of stuff together for me, and I just want to say thank you for that book.
Mm-hmm.
But, you're most welcome. Thank you for that.
Amazing. Just amazing. Okay, we're going to go ahead with the phone calls right now because there's so many that want to talk to you. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air with Stan Deo. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'd like to mention many sources on this network, like whatreallyhappened.com and Infowars.com, and outside this network, like globalresearch.ca, have amply documented the big lie that Iran and Ahmadinejad said that they wanted to wipe Israel and the Jews off the map. That is one of the well-known big lies.
Oh, I knew
lies.
Somebody was going to bring that up. Okay, let's okay.
Let me make my point. The point I'd like to make is that Mr. Dayo seems to have some connections to the same agencies, disinformation black agencies, that have been pushing this big lie that are going to push us into nuclear confrontation and demonize Iran when they have said nothing of the kind. They have actually sent letters to Bush saying we have no hostility to Israel. We do not plan to do these things. I think this guest is actually pushing a well-known, well-refuted lie, one of the main ones that are really shifting the focus, that is Israel and the United States
okay.
with its
All right.
thousands
you
of
made
weapons
your point.
That it's are threatening.
Okay, John, you made your point very strongly. Let me go to our guest. Your response to that. Are you a disinformation agent, Stan Dayo?
Not that I know of, Joyce. I read the newspapers, and Holly gathers a lot of news that I read, and that's, you know, the current events, that's where I get my information from the mainstream news. And, okay, if it's there and someone is misquoting Ahmadinejad, then, you know, it's not me being a disinformation. I'm just quoting main news.
Well, and I think this is a position that a lot of people put us into sometimes to say, okay, prove you're not a disinformation agent. Well, you can't do that. That's not the issue right now. Now, I have to believe or I have to understand that there maybe is an interpretation of what Ahmadinejad said because we never get to hear the Arabic or nobody translates it or Farsi or whatever he speaks. Nobody translates this information for us.
How can we be sure that any of the information we receive is not disinformation?
That's right. Yeah. How do we know anything in the media is disinformation? I mean, John, bless your heart. I know you're well-founded and you mean well, but I'll tell you what, the research that Stan Dayo does, he's not fed any information, as far as I know, ever have I seen by anyone else. All right, we'll let that go for now. Let's go to Leo in Missouri. Leo, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, turn down your radio.
Okay, hold on a second here.
I don't like to hear Joyce twice. I don't like to hear her once. I don't like to hear her twice, for sure.
Okay, now, my question is, when we get into discussions, the phone just dropped.
No,
Go ahead. You're okay. Go ahead. Okay, there he went. We'll call back, Leo. We'll try to get you back on the air. Bless his heart. Keegan in California, you're on the air with Stan Dayo. Go ahead, please. Keegan in California, go ahead.
Hello. How are you, Joyce?
Hi. Go ahead, please.
We've spoken before. Most people, the Christians, like Christians, they get their information improper because they don't rightly divide the word of truth. If you go back to Daniel, there's a timeline. There's 77s, there's 62 sevens, there's 7 sevens, and 1 seven, which is a total of 77s. 62 sevens refers to a time up into when they're going to rebuild the temple. They were given 49 years to rebuild the temple, which they did, and it was sacked in 70 A.D. The last seven is the time of the tribulation. The time of tribulation is when the Antichrist, and Israel makes a pact with the Antichrist, so the war that's going to supposedly exonerate Israel really isn't going to happen. The 144,000 is the remnant. In the last seven is the time of the Jews. And if you read in Revelation chapter 4, the church is no longer a part of Revelation.
What is your point now? And what is your point from all of this?
My point is, people, as far as knowing who Christ is and what the rapture is, the word rapture is never used in the Bible. It is called we are going to be caught up in the air. First the dead in Christ, and then those who remain will be
okay.
Caught up in the air.
We said we weren't going to try to go into. I don't want to pull apart scripture here because we could be here all day and we won't come up with any definitive answers. And I know Josh says that a lot of what you're saying is absolutely true. That's fine. I just don't want to rightly divide the truth here because I don't know that we can. Thank you very much, Keegan, for the phone call. Dan in PA. Let's keep this on what's happening today, if we could, please. Dan in PA, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Let's stand by.
Thank you, Joyce. You know, you got a lot of hot potatoes here.
No kidding. I know.
A lot of hot potatoes. Now, I'm going to take a Josh stance. Okay, these cattle mutilations, that's kind of like George Norrie kind of stuff, because I've heard about these for years. If these aliens, why don't they tap into our Wi-Fi and learn everything that we have on our computers? Or is there something else going on with cattle mutilations? And I'd like your guest to comment on that.
Okay, I don't know that they are not.
Oh, you know what, Joyce?
Uh-huh.
I thought about this myself. Why would, say, the American government or British government, why would they do these cattle mutilations themselves? Okay, they could have been in the beginning to put evil aliens into the mind of the populace, or it might have been something because they were going into reproduction organs and into the mouth or the jaw of the beast when they were taking out samples. It might have been that they were looking for genetic alterations of various herds to see if they had various genetic diseases or if they were reacting to chemicals put onto the crops they were eating, BSE. It might have been to detect those things in herds without causing a panic. They always put the carcasses, as I understand, back in the paddocks or the fields where they came from, which would seem to me that it was a method of isolating whatever they found into that herd and not causing a panic, because if beef were threatened and by genetic modification or whatever or BSE, people would stop eating McDonald's and steaks, and it would be a real impact to the economy. That was one thought I had. Whether it's the real reason behind it, I don't know.
Okay.
It might well be the little gray critters. I don't know.
Okay. And, you know, like Dan said, you know, this stuff gets off into the George Norrie stuff. Well, we're asking questions. Now, wait a minute. The mutilations do occur. So it seems to me that the question should be, who's doing it and why? And there's nothing wrong with asking those questions. I don't know that we'll know the answer. Stan Deo says he doesn't have the answer either. Malcolm in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Malcolm. You're on with Stan Deo.
Hello?
Hi there. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I'm going to play devil's nut advocate with your guests. It is well known that Israel sank the USS Liberty, and the basic motto of Mossad is by way of deception. It is also well known that some of these agents were also present when World Trade Centers fell and were high-fiving each other while they were photographing it.
Okay.
My question to your guest is, how do we know that this big event that you're claiming is going to happen, how do we know that this is not a big deception, especially in the light that many people are asking why budget cuts are being fomented on the American people and why Israel is excluded? I'll hang up and listen to your guest.
Okay, excellent question. Thank you, Malcolm, for the question. Stan, your response?
I'm not sure I understand what he's asking about Israel. Can you tell me that again?
How do we know that it's not going to be a big deception, the whole thing that we're talking about here, the second coming of the Messiah? How do we know that it will not be a I mean, anything is a deception, I think, is what he's asking the question of.
Well, all right. And the other part of his question about you thought that there were Mossad agents cheering or something when the towers went down. I've heard these rumors and others trying to blame it on them, on the United States, on our intelligence agencies. The thing that I have to stress here is that the Jewish nation, Israel, is made up of two kinds of Jews, and the Sephardi Jews are the real Jewish people, and then there are some in the Ashkenazi range who are globalists and kind of Zionists who could be participating in this, but they wouldn't be doing it by themselves. This is an effort that takes global cooperation. So
now,
I don't
think
we might.
Okay, but I need to go back to one thing: the 9/11 issue. You're not saying that you believe that the 17 guys from Saudi Arabia did it, are you? Are you saying that you believe
I'm open on that. I'm really open on that. I've seen the videos and stuff that you've got, and I've looked at it, and there are a lot of unanswered questions that architects will tell you, and engineers, building engineers, that there's some heavy questions that need to be addressed.
Right. I how we feel that, there's just too many questions to say that it happened the way that they said. Now, let me go back to what Malcolm said about the pictures. I'd like to see those pictures of the Jewish people high-fiving. I've never heard of that, never seen that. I'd like to see that, Malcolm, if you'd like to email them at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com. Let's go to Kay in Tennessee. Kay, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with a number of hot potatoes. I hope you don't have another one for us, Kay.
Hello, Stan. On January the 24th, it was announced that the altar had been completed and that the sacrifices would begin. at Passover, I think April the 6th is what they're saying. Have you heard this, and is this not putting us directly into the last 7 years?
And who said that?
Well, it was just totally announced everywhere.
I missed it. I did not know that at all.
So, well, it wasn't in the main, no, it wasn't on the mainline news, but it was in the Messianic community. Everybody knows it.
Yeah,
They started it on Tish B'Av. So they got it done really quick. They began it in the last year before Tabernacles.
Okay.
Tish B'Av, as you know, is the date that the two temples were destroyed as well. It's not usually a great day, Tish B'Av.
It's the day they began to build the altar for sacrifices.
That's right. Now, I know that from friends that have been in Israel over the last probably 15 years, that they're training a number of Orthodox Jewish priests, not rabbis, but priests, to serve in the temple. And we've been in communication with the Jerusalem Temple Foundation, and it's my belief that they are going to erect the temple rather quickly. They can do it on the Wailing Wall and let the sacrifice be done there and make a tabernacle of the wilderness, which is a tent structure. Or maybe miraculously they can build a stone temple, in a few months or a year or two. I doubt it. But
Listen, let me tell you this, what we have heard and what I've had. You know, the scriptures.
All right.
Always confirm.
Okay, quickly.
By two or more witnesses. Now, there's been many witnesses to this. They started getting the rocks out of, it was either the Jordan or the Dead Sea, I can't remember which. They had to go find the rocks, of course, to build it. And the altar was on the 24th of January, on a Sunday morning. It was announced that the altar is ready. The sacrifices will begin April 6th. Now, I don't know which calendar they're using, but that would be right
okay,
around
Passover.
Okay,
your radio's up, Kay, and it really is, really hard to hear you. Please turn your radios down, ladies and gentlemen, when you call. Okay, your response to what she had to say?
Well, look, I think what she said is correct from what information I've gotten, and I think that because the stones for the temple and the various parts of the temple, like the altar, are not to be cut with metal, that I think I understood they say they were going to be using a laser process or something like that, or either water and sand jet to cut the rocks into shape for building blocks, because no metal instruments were to be used, according to the biblical instructions to build the temple. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it would put.
Okay, so now what if Kay said? Okay, when Kay said what is true here, if what Kay said is true, what is the implication of that?
Well, it means we're very close to the beginning of the tribulation period, 7 year period. I think we are. I think they're going to reinstitute temple worship now, and they have to reinstitute it for the Antichrist to turn around and make them cease it, to stop it, you know, the sacrifice.
Okay. All right, let me go to, thank you very much, Kay, for the phone call. She is so good. Jerry in Arkansas. Jerry, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. I'd like to ask Stan a question with respect to his study of Hebrew and Aramaic that he did on the thing. And I'm referring to Webster's New Century Dictionary on a bridge. Page 1650, word Semitic, and it says, Aramaic, Hebrew, modern Hebrew, Hamitic languages. Would this possibly have influenced your opinions and your readings of Scripture, as Hebrew, modern Hebrew, and Aramaic are of Ham? They are not of Shem, according to Webster's.
Well, certainly, yeah. I mean, what I'm translating is influencing what I interpret in the scripture. I have nothing else to go on. Daniel wrote in Hebrew and Chaldee Aramaic. He even used some old Sumerian names or phrases, a few of them, not many, which was predating him by probably 2,000 years. So I guess my answer is yes, it does influence my interpretation.
You might be able to go to freedom-school.com and click on the name Jerry Kirk and look at some photocopies. You might be able to go to Strong's Concordance, the Greek dictionary, words 14, 46, and 47 tells you that Hebrew, Jewish, and Chaldee are the same thing. You may look in Daniel chapter 1.
Okay, Jerry, I got to move on. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to, I think that was Jerry Kirk himself. Let's go to Randall in Ohio. Randall, you're on the air with Standeo. Go ahead, please.
Yes, ma'am. I love your show.
Thank you.
I'd just like to ask your guest, just how old is the Earth?
Oh, good Lord. I don't know.
You're supposed to know everything, I guess, today.
Well, yeah.
Well, if we go by Genesis, God created the heavens and the earth in 7 days.
And what was it? When did he do that?
I didn't tell you how old it is. Because it says, tohu bohu, the earth had become waste and void in Genesis in the beginning. And that means it had a prior existence to when he did the Garden of Eden. So I don't know.
Let me put it another way then. How old is man?
Never mind. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I want to get to what's going on. I mean, we haven't even talked about earthquakes, Tower of Babel, the Starway, gate to, never mind. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned. We got very little time, ladies and gentlemen. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Final segment of the Power Hour with Standeo. I just want to say there's so many things that we could have asked him about, information we could have had. And I feel like we kind of get stuck on some things that really are not going to be settled here today. I would rather explore what he knows from his personal background than perhaps whether you think, you know, what the 144,000 is all about. That's not the issue of today. And I do apologize because there's so much, Stan, I wanted to get to today. I would like to have you back on again, but this has gotten some people really upset.
Well, Joyce, I expected that. In fact, if I didn't ruffle a few feathers out there and shake a few sacred cows, I'd be worried. This is important, and I want people to discuss and to pick it apart, and that's why when I print that book, I'm going to print exactly how I translated, you know, letter by letter, word by word, what I did. And they will understand, and they will be able to argue the point. But it's going to wake up the believing population and to look at maybe there's other things for them to understand at this point.
Fantastic. Okay, let me go to a caller here. David in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Stan Deo. David in Michigan?
Yes, good morning. How
go
are
ahead.
You
doing? Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stan. I was going to ask you, had you read and incorporated anything from the 12th planet in your research?
No, I hadn't. Sorry.
Is that Zachariah Sitchin?
Yes, it is. It closely parallels what you were speaking about during the first hour or so. And I'd encourage anybody who has any skepticism, and I gather there's a lot of it, about what you're saying, to read The 12th Planet. And now, Joyce, I had something for you. About 2002, I think it was, I sent you and Dave an email regarding the fellows dancing on the van and clapping their hands and taking pictures themselves, taking pictures of the towers coming down. So someplace in your archives, unless it's been purged.
Interesting.
You have
okay. That. All right. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that.
Hey,
thank
George,
you, David.
George,
yes, Stan?
Let me say something. This popped in my mind when we're talking about all this. You know how clever deceptions can be. Why, if you were noticeably Jewish by clothing or flags or whatever, would you stand up and dance in the public there and say, we did it, we did it? I mean, that seems like idiocy to me. It sounds more like, you know, somebody trying to blame it on somebody.
Bingo. Yeah. Let me go to Doug in Illinois. Doug, you're our final caller. Go ahead, please. Or maybe final. Go ahead, Doug.
Stan.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Your book, you need to get it out there. These aliens, those are the fallen. And the sexual things that they do in these encounters and stuff, they've been trying to recreate themselves to beat judgment.
Absolutely, I agree. I'm rushing. I'm really trying to get it out as quick as possible.
Okay, thank you very much for the phone call. Josh,
hey,
go ahead.
What's going on with Yellowstone?
Yeah.
Anything big? Or is it normal activity?
Well, Yellowstone's activity may just be periodic magma movements, but I didn't see that in the report that I was reading. The last major eruption was probably 70,000 years ago. Like, when I say major, it was like a magma flow. It wasn't a pyroclastic, you know, explosion or something like that. However, the plates, the tectonic plates moving are the problem. And the area where Yellowstone is moving over like a plasma or magma beneath the surface. And it'll move over hot spots and cold spots periodically. So I think what we're seeing is a part of a bigger increase in earthquakes across the entire planet, but particularly in the Ring of Fire, the New Madrid Fault up here, you know, of course.
We've got to have you back on again. Thank you so very much, Stan Deo, for joining us today. The book is
Sorry,
there
God.
To prepare. Thank you for joining us. By Holly Deo, the awesome book, and we're going to try and get the Cosmic Conspiracy out. Hey, the lady that called in and said I'm doing nothing but lying today on the show, would you give me a call at the Power Hour so we can talk? Man, guys, don't be so mean to the people out in the Power Mall. They didn't do anything. A lot of people upset about this program today. You know what? I'm not threatened by anybody's information, and I'm sorry that you are. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to Dr. Rosalie Bertel on depleted uranium and Dr. Doug Rocky. Have a blessed day.